Live from State Street in the heart of Chicago, you are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. And this is Waddle and Silver, WMVP, WSHE, HD2 Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Let's go to Jeff and Morris. What's up, Jeff?
Justin Fields will take a step forward. You don't got to give him the $25 million. Let him play for the contract. Let him play this year out. You trade back to three. You got picks this year, next year, and you have picks in the second round. Take a quarterback in the second round. It doesn't have to be Caleb Williams, okay? You know, everyone in this town, everyone in the media, it's like sheep. It's like sheep to the slaughter.
Who's yelling at you, Jeff?
Jeff, is that the wife yelling at you?
Yeah. I'm getting a little too riled up here.
Put her on. Hey, tell her you're speaking with passion.
I'm going to get in trouble.
No,
all right?
Put her on the phone.
I think she locked me out of the house.
Did she lock you out of the house?
Sometimes that's the best thing.
I'm on the patio. The patio door's shut and it's locked.
You know, Jeff, our general manager of the future?
Oh, no, that guy's different. From Michigan. This is the guy who thinks that he'd rather have...
The Hall?
No, he'd rather have Fields than Mahomes. that's him. You know him. Jeff's called a lot. I met Jeff
I would lock his ass out of the house, too, if I was his wife.
Did you hear her yell?
She say?
I couldn't hear, but that's...
It's like she...
More time here.
It's like she...
That's a throatal scream from her.
It's like sheep.
It's like, your football talk sucks.
It's like sheep.
I think she said, would you something shut up?
It's like sheep. It's like sheep. It's like sheep.
I think that's just her throwing up listening to him talk football.
It's like sheep.
And then they've been high school sweethearts, so they've been married for years and years.
She think that Fields is better than Mahomes as well?
I don't know. I don't think she wants to talk sports with him at all.
Yeah,
or talk to him at all. Let alone.
Well, I mean, listen. You can only if that's his sports take. Imagine what his take is on other things.
It's like sheep.
Shut up.
It's like sheep.
Are we getting away with a? I mean, did we?
I can't make that out at all.
It's like sheep.
I think it's something shut up.
Can we get one of those devices that kind of pulls one sound out and amplifies the other? Like if we had
like lower his level amplify hers.
Like if we were the FBI, we could probably do this and find out what she's
saying.
Yeah,
they do this in The Wire all the time, and that was 20 years ago.
Exactly.
Which is settle for stuff not being deleted from our system, but. We'll put in a request. See what we can get
done. Yoko just wants a new chair.
Yeah, that's true. He wants that
as
well.
Let's get all these calls. Nick in Deerfield, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys. How's it going? I usually listen every day, but it's been a couple days, so you guys might have already answered this. Everything I read is Fields for a pick. Has there been talks about swapping Fields for another player? Or sweetening the pot and pairing Fields up with a fourth and kind of seeing what we can get. And, you know, I'm all for Caleb Williams, but I have a deep feeling in my belly that Drake May is going to be the guy.
Ooh.
I'll leave it with that.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. You guys are more educated on all this than me, but the more I watch a Drake May, I don't know. I feel like he's going to be that guy that the Bears regret.
Okay. Look, you're not alone. There are other guys who...
I wasn't here for that day. Tim Hasselbeck believes he's the best prospect as well, doesn't he?
The best one that he's seen in 15 years.
And I think Tim has done several of his games, hasn't he, as a college football analyst?
Yeah, he loves him. He loves him. Nate Tice, too, loves him.
Yeah.
We've talked about it. We've talked about that with Geno Smith. Before, like, would you trade Geno Smith for Justin Fields straight up? Or is that not good enough for you?
I haven't even thought about it. No, I don't need any more than that.
He knows Waldron's system.
You're right. Yeah. You get a backup, and a guy who knows Waldron.
I mean, I probably would. It's going to cost you. I mean, Geno makes, what, $12 million?
She's only got one year left, though.
He's right, though. Like, this may end up, this whole situation may resolve itself by not a draft pick swap, but a player swap.
Yeah, right. Or you got to sweeten it in some way.
Right. Like, you take on money, and they'll take, you know,
right.
They'll, without, yeah, I mean,
I think on draft day, at the very least, something will happen. I really do. I don't think
buckle
this is,
up for the next 4 weeks or 5 weeks.
It's not going to come down to, or before. But I don't believe this is going down to camp. I don't. I think that's
some
that's,
believe that yeah that it's going to camp and they're all going to live happily ever
yeah,
after.
Yeah, I know. Right. Good old competition. Weston in Milwaukee. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Weston?
Hey, gentlemen. Haven't been able to call in a few months. Appreciate you taking my call. Last time I called in, I was that Milwaukee guy who called in and told you I hate every Chicago sports team, but I love Waddle and Sylvie and Carmen and Yurko.
Bless you.
Yeah, we appreciate you, Weston.
Yeah. But I listen to y'all, and I hear every – well, not everybody. I hear a lot of people call in and talk about the Caleb Williams regression. And to make an apples-to-oranges comparison, I always think back to every time I hear this, Joakim Noah was the unanimous number one pick of the NBA draft and decided to go back to school. And everyone found every hole in the guy they possibly could that next year. And he fell to the Bulls, and it worked out pretty good for the Bulls to get the guy with so many holes that they found when he went back to school. So yeah. I just think that the whole looking for all the – every time a guy goes back to college for another year, they just find so many holes and find so many things to pick apart about a guy that – that whole regression thing just doesn't make any sense to me.
Weston, it's a fair statement. It really is that you know, the more tape you put on film, the more opportunity you have for detractors to come up with something to kind of use against you. Like, there's no doubt if he would have, you know, come out into the draft after the year before where he was the Heisman winner, like maybe there wouldn't be some of these you know detractions. But I think that, and we had a caller earlier talk about how the fact that he wasn't even a Heisman finalist, I'm not holding that against him. You know, I can look through the film and find spots and say that wasn't good, this wasn't good, that wasn't good, and still come to the conclusion that he's worth the first overall selection. None of these guys are without blemishes.
Sure, sure.
So,
like, what did that mean for Johnny Manziel?
You're right. Yeah,
I mean, the other way. Right. Yeah.
By the way, have you seen Caleb's numbers side by side his first 12 games of his Heisman season and this past season?
They're very similar.
They're very similar. Yeah. The reason why his numbers look so much better in his Heisman season is because he played two more games and he threw the 6 touchdowns against Tulane in the bowl game. I think he threw for 500 yards or like close to it in one of those games too. So like his numbers are very skewed by the final two games. But if you look at the Heisman regular season in both instances, they're very similar. In fact, he's actually gotten better in some departments this past season than he did in his Heisman season.
And again, that Notre Dame game stuck with everyone so much. I remember the anticipation I had for watching that game and coming away saying, ooh,
it was disappointing.
This was it. And it was such a high-profile game. And a lot of them have had it. Let's go to Philly, Sid. First of all, Sid, I got a bone to pick with you.
Oh,
look out, Sid. Look out.
Go for it.
You call today earlier. And you're bragging, and you're like, I am going to violate the rule of the unwritten rule of calling twice in a week. And not only now do you call twice in a week, you've called twice in the same day on this radio station.
And I'm just okay. I'm fine with it, Sid. You call anytime you want, buddy.
Which I'm fine with. But yes, you did. You call in, and you're like, hey, you know what? I'm violating the rule. I'm calling twice in a week. And then you've called like 5 hours later.
Hey, talk to Adam and Peggy. I actually spoke to them yesterday on your show.
There you go.
So I violated twice in 1 week for two different.
Yes.
And you're a great caller, but I'm just busting your balls. Because
I'm good with it. Like I said, I'm old school. I've been talking to you guys since ESPN 1000 was a thing.
Yes.
So,
did you say when ESPN 1000 was a thing?
when ESPN 1000 was a thing.
Okay.
2000, right?
Yes.
Oh, when, in 98. Yeah. We started in 98, yeah.
Well, 2000 is when I remember Mike and Mike coming on board,
right.
And I remember you guys hosting the world's fastest round of golf contest, and I actually participated in it.
Nice.
I wasn't allowed there yet. They kept me away from that. I still wasn't a thing here yet. I was just still a reporter.
So, of course, I heard you talk in Philly, and I had to dial in. And the absurdity, or I should say the new Waddle and Sylvie comedy hour that is on ESPN 1000, about I would not give up the ninth round pick straight up
ninth
for Devontae the Slim Reaper Smith. First of all, you're talking about an established player versus you hope that ninth round pick is going to turn out to be a guy.
Fair.
Hopefully he is.
Fair.
Hopefully it works out. You just don't know, right? We never know with draft picks. Second, Smith just finished his third year, so he's basically going to be on that fifth-year option plan. So if you made the trade, you got him locked up for two more years. Third, you're only looking for a number two receiver right now because you have your presumed number one in DJ Moore. DJ Moore is a stud. That guy is just...
Sid, let me go back real quick. If you draft him, like you're signing him to an extension, you're not forcing the fifth year on him, right? So, I mean, the cost is going to hit you sooner rather than later. Fair?
Right, but it's going to be less up front than it would be if you waited the fifth year. If you waited the fifth year, it would be more expensive. If you do it up front, then you can stretch it out, and you can be basically more cap-friendly long-term.
Okay.
So, but no, just the pure thinking of Rome Odunze or Malik Nabers coming in, and I'm not comparing him to Marvin Harrison Jr. Marvin Harrison Jr. is clearly the best wide receiver in this draft and probably one of the top two overall rated players, period. He's legit. I watch enough film on that guy, enough live action on that guy. He's better than his old man was. But I heard that, and I'm like, really? You would not give up the ninth, get Caleb Williams, make a trade with the ninth pick, bring in Devontae Smith, pair him with Williams, and with your man that's already here in DJ, and wow. I mean, that would, to me, just set the market as, you just basically created an entire new franchise for the Bears.
I'm not. It's too much money and draft capital to give up, and now I'm strapped with what I've got left to build my football team, and I've got more than just this wide receiver position to...
Oh, I understand.
You know,
but you're only giving up the ninth pick that you were going to spend on a wide receiver. You're getting a wide receiver back. And, oh, by the way...
He's cost control, though.
Devontae was the 10th overall pick.
Right.
So, basically, you're getting... He was one pick later than number nine. So, he is every bit worth the number nine pick. And I'm not asking... I wouldn't ask for anything else in return. I wouldn't ask for the Bears to send me a player or another pick.
This breaking news.
That one got me.
Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Black's pumping his fists.
From Jeff Passan, the Padres are finalizing a trade to acquire Dylan Cease from the Chicago White Sox.
So Mallard's excited. His favorite team's getting a pitcher.
My favorite baseball team making moves, boys.
All right, so Dylan Cease has been traded from the White Sox to the San Diego Padres.
Oh, Black and Abdallah baseball talk is coming your way.
We got to get Daniel Jeremiah on tomorrow to talk about this. This has been something that the White Sox we've been knowing that they were going to trade Dylan Cease sooner rather than later. It didn't happen in the offseason. The White Sox haven't heard the return that they've been wanting, but now more teams have gotten in. The Yankees with Gerrit Cole's injury, the Texas Rangers have been in on this, with more teams negotiating. It probably created an environment and a market where the White Sox probably got a really good return from the San Diego Padres. Do we know what that return is?
Nothing yet.
Daniel Jeremiah has a blushing emoji tweet right now.
Yeah, because we know, like, he loves the Padres, and then this way we could talk some football with him,
too. Can he give us some football love?
Like Williams, the old bait and switch. Hey, yeah. Daniel Jeremiah, we want to talk the Dylan Cease trade with you.
You know what it's like? It's like when you would apply at Illinois and you couldn't get into their engineering school, so you would apply through their agriculture school. You know, and then you go through the back door, and that's how we get Jeremiah on. We want to talk some Padres, and the next thing you know, we're talking to him about mock drafts. That's what you do. It's the old bait and switch.
Okay. Home of the White Sox, ESPN Chicago.
All right, so Dylan Cease is gone. Do we do Jesse with Black and Abdallah? Or is that something that you boys don't want to do? It's crosstalk with Steinhoff.
What are you proposing exactly? Oh, the phrasing was
odd. Yeah. Do we do Jesse? I don't want to do Jesse. Do we speak
I'm
to him?
I'm leaving with Meller at the break.
We got to get the return on this. This is a big deal, guys.
They said you could do Jesse, but they'll sit it out.
Yeah, we all got to talk to Jesse. All right, so breaking news.
I'm not going to roll this Chapman Jesse with you.
Breaking news is brought to you by the Advantage Dealer Group, home of the 60-minute guarantee. I thought Mike Williams was coming to town the way you were pumping your fist.
I thought they traded Justin.
Oh, really? Oh.
Because I saw Black in there.
Yeah,
you know,
he was going like this.
Yeah. What do you have against Justin Fields? Why are you celebrating the trade of Justin Fields?
No, baseball! I wouldn't. Dylan Cease is heading to the Padres. We'll tell you the return coming up next.
Ah, commuting in Chicago. If you're stuck, stick with Waddle and Sylvie. Weekdays 2 to 6.
All right, so the breaking news, and it's not football this time, guys.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Dylan Cease has been traded to the Padres. We don't have the return yet, but Jesse Rogers joins us right now on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline.
Hey there, buddy.
Hey there, buddy. Yeah, it's a done deal. Cease has been informed. I think the return is not public yet because they're still going over some medicals. You know, they have to exchange medicals on these prospects and stuff. So it'll come out. I do know it's going to be considered a good haul. You'll see the prospect gurus say positive things, I believe. The Padres had basically the fourth-ranked farm system going into the season by our expert at ESPN, Kylie McDaniel. So it's a good farm system. It got better once they traded Juan Soto. There's some top-end guys. There's middle-tier guys. So there's a whole group to choose from Chris Getz. And what I understand, he stuck to his guns this whole time waiting for some good offers, and he finally got there. And I feel foolish talking to Adam yesterday and Peggy. We talked about the Yankees. And I said, no, the Yankees are going to spend money. They're not going to spend assets. But the Rangers and the Padres were absolutely willing to trade their assets because they don't have money. Padres have no money to spend. The Rangers have no money to spend. So the only way they could get better was via a trade. And certainly San Diego was a system you wanted to trade with. Fourth ranked, as I said. So, again, that return will come out shortly as they exchange medicals. But we saw this long march, right, to the end of Cease's career with the White Sox. We just didn't know if it was going to be now or in a couple months. And it turns out it's right before the season. In fact, the Padres are getting on a plane in an hour to go to Seoul, Korea, to play the Dodgers opening day, March 20th. I don't know if Dylan Cease will be on that plane or just join them when they return.
Jesse, Jesse Rogers brought to you by your local Chicagoland Toyota dealers. Toyota Let's Go Places. Dylan Cease going to the Padres, and as Jesse said, they're going to be playing overseas. This is the safer move for the White Sox, isn't it? Because with all these arm injuries from all these different pitchers, including Giolito was one of them who went to the Red Sox, you never know when a pitcher is going to go down. So you'd rather be safe than sorry and get what you can now. Because if he goes down with an injury for pitching for the White Sox in the first month or two in cold weather, you never know what's going to happen with the return.
I agree with that, and I'm sure Chris Getz does, but I think the impetus was to get full value for two full seasons of Dylan Cease, not necessarily just to trade him before a potential injury. It's the idea of the full value of Cease, because what is the difference if he's on this team or not? They're not going to be very good, so you better get full value. Once you get to July, it's a year and a half or a year and 2 months, actually. So I think that was the impetus. It is a little surprising it's the Padres in the sense that, they're kind of in the background in that division now. Changed managers, get rid of Soto. So I think at the end of the day, a little surprised at the Padres, but not completely shocked because they didn't have any money to spend. So this was the only thing they could do to get better. So
I think it was about full value, and there's no reason Cease needs to pitch on the White Sox in May or June or July because they're not going anywhere, and you're right. The potential for injury is always there.
Anybody else available? Well, I was going to say, who broke first, though? Was it the Sox or was it the market for Cease? Because I know he just pitched yesterday. He looked really good yesterday.
And he came into this season, this spring training, I think in better shape than he ever has. I'm talking about his arm. He's had annual soreness, and he's taken some time to get rid of it. This year, he attacked it right away, and he really came into shape, came into camp feeling as healthy as ever. And I think that showed, you know, I think scouts watched him a lot. And, you know, Chris Getz was over at the Rangers camp yesterday, so he's been all over. And that's why I really do think the Padres are giving up a nice, decent haul for the White Sox because he had some suitors. I think the Rangers were pretty desperate for him as well because they don't have money and they don't have DeGrom. They don't have Scherzer. They don't have Jordan Montgomery. So that's why I'm a little surprised it's the Padres over the Rangers, but I'm assuming it's a really good return. So the rebuild is absolutely on. I mean, there's no doubt about that. We kind of knew that anyway. I mean, if Kopech goes to the bullpen, they have no starters remaining on this team from last year. Mm. Even if he doesn't go to the bullpen, he's the lone guy that remains.
That's incredible.
Adam, fill out their rotation for the season.
All right, I'm going to go with, who's that tall, lanky dude? Crochet?
Yes.
He's your opening day starter. And okay. Then you pitch him on 3 days rest, so he's also...
He's also pitching game four.
He's also pitching game four.
Right. Soroka?
Mike Soroka. Jeff Soroka.
There you go. What about Tukey?
Tukey Toussaint, guess what? You're getting called back up. We don't care how many home runs you give up. And can Aloy pitch? Can we turn him? Yeah, can we turn any of them into a Shohei Ohtani where they could pitch one day and then DH the rest?
I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
Have we ever seen Robert pitch? I'm not saying. Can he? Do we know?
I bet he can. From center field.
On this team, he can.
All right, Jesse, anything else?
That's it for now. As soon as we get the return, I'm sure you'll see it tweeted out. But I guarantee you it'll be decent. You'll see the prospect people praise the White Sox for this move. But we'll see. Let's see. But this could be Getz's first big move. And I think if you're talking about a rebuild and a retool, this is the right way to go, and I think he's going to get some good names back.
All right, Jesse, thank you.
Thanks, Jess.
Okay, guys, take care.
All right, again, the breaking news is the White Sox have traded Dylan Cease to the Padres. We'll tell you about the return once we get it. It's time to crosstalk as we continue to do it. Brought to you by Steinhoffel's, 4 Chicagoland locations, including the newest one in Harwood Heights.
Suck ball.
You're going to have to recalibrate your expectations for the White Sox tonight, Adam.
We are?
Tonight?
We are.
What expectations do we have?
Slim and none.
Yeah. Good luck, Connor.
Yeah.
Good luck, Connor.
Connor and the counting on you. White Sox pregame shows coming up next.
I think.
That's how we handled it last summer.
He's just gonna
I don't want to belittle the news. I mean, but I thought it was football related when
everything else has been football related. Yeah. This wasn't when Ken Rosenthal reported on this last night and into this morning. It was the Rangers, and it was still. And then Jesse talking to him yesterday with Peggy. He was even saying that it was gonna we were comparing it to Fields, where now they might just be stuck with him until someone gets hurt or until the deadline.
Yeah.
And so no one kind of was expecting this to happen before the season started.
The breaking news sounder still scares the hell out of me.
It got me this time.
Yes.
Got me this time.
Yeah, it's good fun. Yeah. I like it.
By the way, Tyler asked us the question about Devontae Smith, mm-hmm. and he almost in a defiant manner when we both responded, no, I'm not making that deal. He got hot. Would you guys make that?
This is breaking news on Chicago's home for sports.
Something different.
Killing me here.
The White Sox are trading Dylan Cease to San Diego.
This is hittable.
Seriously?
The Indianapolis Colts are signing Joe Flacco.
Jesus.
That's not breaking news.
No, it is.
Justin Fields, trade destination.
Dave Graziano and Daniel Jeremiah both said that watch out for the Colts as a spot for Justin Fields.
Nobody wants Justin Fields. Nobody wants him.
Well, wait a second.
Nobody wants him.
Maybe there's plenty of people out there who don't think they've even chopped him yet.
He's getting...
Well, those people are crazy.
You know how much Joe
people are nuts.
You know how much Joe Barr nuts. You know how much Joe Flacco is getting? How much is Justin Fields getting paid next year?
$2.5 million?
Joe Flacco's making $4.5 million guaranteed next year. Yeah. Up to $8.5 million.
So they spent almost twice as much.
Double.
Oh, jeez.
That's bad.
There's no more spots.
There are no spots.
Like I said, I've said this stat for the last couple of days.
Sylvie sold me on the Colts today, too.
Flacco hit through for 13 touchdowns in 5 games. Justin Fields threw for 16 touchdowns in 13 games. That's why.
Can we get the t-shirts back up him?
Back up
him. Right, the him with the one in the middle, but he's back up with the Bears?
It has to be two, right? Because he's going to be second.
I mean, what? They're not going to be able to move him.
The Bears also signed another backup today.
Yeah, Brett Rippon.
Are you guys part of the crew, too, that thinks it's just fine to have them both in camp?
No, it's absolutely not fine.
I know it's not. I'm just asking.
It's absolutely not fine.
There's some really smart football people that I know that think it is, and I don't.
The thing, and I'm glad that you don't, because we get people all the time that call in, listen, you don't know ball. Tom Waddle knew about competition and the ability to compete.
Yeah.
I am glad that you are on record saying that it is not a good idea to have them.
I am emphatically against it.
Thank you.
Against it. I don't believe that it's good for anyone. I don't think it's good for Justin. I don't believe it would be good for Caleb Williams. I don't think it's good for Ryan Poles. I don't think it's good for Matt Eberflus. I don't think it's good for anybody.
It's not good for Courtney. It's not good for Adam Johns. It's not good for any of the media.
It's not good for the fan base.
It's not good for anybody.
All right, boys, have fun.
Oh, man.
Lot to discuss.
How much baseball will we talk tonight?
Two minutes.
We just did.
2 minutes. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's see. Over under on 2 minutes tonight. We'll see. We'll see how this goes.
I think you're going to reset
over
the next 90 minutes to give me 2 minutes of baseball talk.
I think he won't in a defiant fashion.
No, I don't.
Here's what'll happen. We'll get the return for Dylan Cease, and I'll just go, I don't know who the hell these guys are.
Yeah, a bunch of prospects.
Cool. Awesome.
Carm's already making declarations. It better be this guy or that guy.
It's one of those guys.
He knows the farm system.
Is it Ethan Salas? Is that their number one?
Salas or Merrill?
All right. Yes, Salas or Merrill?
Merrill Hodge.
We gotta keep. Well, he doesn't watch games. Just watch out for that.
Do they have helmets? He's got a real flat head.
Merrill Hodge. Caleb Williams is no good. I only watched one of his games. He's no good.
Thank you for Barstool Big Cat today. Thank you as well.
That's great.
Who else did we have today?
Field Yates.
Yeah, we had Field.
And thank you to Tyler Aki and Jeff Meller. For Waddle, I'm Sylvie. It's ESPN 1000. Have yourself a great Wednesday night.